WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News Race for the White House. I'm Daria Albinger. Kamala Harris has been a presidential candidate for just one day, but she's raised some big money.
The Harris campaign says it has raised $81 million in the last 24 hours. That's from donations to the campaign, DNC, and joint fundraising committees. ABC cannot independently verify these numbers until they're reported to the FEC. The campaign says more than 888,000 donors made donations in the past 24 hours, 60% of whom made their first contribution of this election cycle. A spokesperson for the Harris campaign calls this fundraising haul, quote, grassroots energy and enthusiasm that wins elections. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
It was a rare show of bipartisanship today in the House, in the Oversight Committee to be specific, after questioning the director of the Secret Service about the recent attempt on Donald Trump's life. Members from both parties called on her to resign. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 17-year-old girl was killed and eight other teenagers wounded early Monday in a shooting that happened in a Milwaukee park. Officers and first responders found the girl dead and eight other shooting victims at a park on the city's west side after police received at least one 911 call around 12:30 a.m. According to police, five 18-year-old women, two 18-year-old men, and a 15-year-old boy were found shot and were being treated at local hospitals. According to witnesses and investigators, several dozen people, many of them teenagers, had gathered at the park's parking lot Sunday night after an invitation was posted on social media about a car party or car-focused social meetup at the park. Three animals died and a man was injured Saturday when a semi hauling cattle crashed crashed in Grant County. According to the Grant County Sheriff's Office, the trailer was hauling over 5 dozen cattle as the driver approached a roundabout on U.S. Highway 61 and State Highway 81 near Lancaster. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Franchi, it's off your 5 p.m. on Monday night. Hey, we got through Monday. It was another Monday of Mondays. Oh my goodness. Here are the Police.
I'm not afraid to 90s and more. Max FM.
Through the past, so that day in the rain, and that one guitar made his whole life change. on Hits. Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise a miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Hang that your average team. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. All right, we got a new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Monday night. We got that Billy Joel get that woo in, you know. Okay, I was mentioning at the top there, it has been a Monday. Oh, my goodness. We start out with some issues, and then you go, okay, well, what else is going to happen? You find out what else is going to happen, because then there's a second issue, and then a third issue. And if everyone's been kind of keeping tabs on what happened on Friday, nothing to do with CrowdStrike. So it made for a very interesting morning, an early start to the morning. So yeah, I'm hoping it can only go uphill from here, right? It was an insane Monday. I had two Mondays in a row of weirdness. That's the other part of it. It's like all these little technical things happen on a Monday. Why don't they wait till Tuesday? Wait, no, I don't want them on Tuesday either. I don't want them on any day. So, you know, so hopefully we have a better day tomorrow. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by After the Fire on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Packers opened training camp practice today, but their starting quarterback Jordan Love watched on the sidelines and will continue to do so until his contract extension is taken care of. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. GM Brian Gutekunst said he understood Love's decision to hold out until an extension is reached. He's optimistic they'll have a deal soon. Love did report to camp last week and will continue participating in all off-field portions of training camp. His absence on the field means backup Sean Clifford and rookie Michael Pratt will split the on-field duties until Love returns. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signed a three-year extension worth $64 million, a $17.5 million signing bonus. Brewers open a three-game series in Chicago against the Cubs tonight. The Crew off to a 2-0 start. In the second half, they'll send Tobias Myers to the mound against Chicago's Javier Assad. The football Badgers have been picked to finish seventh in the 18-team Big Ten at a preseason media poll. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. know that I don't care, so, cause I hear it all the time, but they never let you know on the TV and the radio. She was young, her heart was pure, but every night is bright she got. She said sugar sweet, she got me rapping to the beat, then I knew that she was hot. She was singing, don't turn around. She said, babe, you know I miss Jill and Joe and all my funky friends. But my street understanding was just enough to know what she really meant. And I got to thinking while she was talking that her nose had told the story. In the subway singing,
don't turn around.
The
commissar's in town.
And if he talks to you and you don't know why, you say your life is gonna make you die. Alice Clark, the commissar.
Chop!
Cause all the children know they were sliding down into the valley. They're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children,
don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
The commissar's in town.
Uh-oh. He's got the power and you're so weak, and your frustration will not let you speak. La 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 la.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
The commissar's in town. Don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
Jojo, the commissar's in town.
Uh-oh.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
Jojo, the commissar's in town.
Uh-oh.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
Jojo, the commissar's in town.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media on your mobile device. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM. You can also text us there. You never know when we're going to have a contest. Here are the Pretenders on Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.